The breaking news coming down just a few short moments ago. Derek Dorsett will not return to the Canucks active roster. Disappointing news, I think, if you're a Canucks fan, considering all the performance he had put in the first 20 games this season. 7 goals, and he was doing it at all ends of the ice, working as a shutdown unit as well. But the neck surgery that he came back from is certainly new complications have arisen. And joining us on the line to talk a little more about this is the former head coach of the Vancouver Canucks and now the head coach of Canada's Olympic team, Willie Desjardins. Willie, nice to catch up again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Just hearing this news that, you know, you were here last year. I mean, you saw what Derek had to go through. I mean, this was a potential career-threatening injury. I mean, first and foremost, who's Derek Dorsett to you as a person?
Well, I don't know. He's a pretty incredible person with all he's fought through in his career. He's overcome all the odds from, just from a young age. Like, at every level he went, people decide, okay, he's not going to make this level, and then he'd make another one, and they go, okay, well, he's not going to go any farther than this. So just to see him excel the way he has is pretty impressive.
Willie, talk a little bit about how Derek Dorsett can affect a team. I mean, we talk about him on the ice and in the fight, but also just off the ice and in the dressing room.
Well, it's funny with Derek. Like, you know, sometimes you'll go into a game and you've had 3 in a row or whatever. You've had a tough go, and you kind of want to just get in and out of the game. Like, you know, you want to win the game. Like, you're going to do everything you can, but you want to just play. And Derek never allows you to do that. He always gets you into the fight. Like, he can't go through without, you know, without battling hard. And there was lots of times last year late in games, like, if we were losing, I just couldn't put him on the ice because he'd be so mad. He just want to make somebody pay. Like, he just is such a drive to win. And, that influence goes through everybody. He just brings everybody into the game with him. And he has so much respect because of the way he plays and just because of his approach to the game.
Willie Desjardins joining us on the line here on Sportsnet 650. I mean, to hear this news that this has come down, what goes through your mind when you hear this, Willie?
Well, I had talked to Derek a few days back. I think there's all of us are going to, you know, you come to a point in your career where you're going to have to stop. And, you know, sometimes it's just quicker than the other ones. The one thing I was happy to see is he hasn't been healthy for a long time, like, just as far as able to play the way he could play. And he came back this year and he was finally healthy. Like, you could just see it in his face. Like, you know, he was sleeping at nights. And for him to come out and put up the points he did early in the year, I think was great, because I think it shows what kind of player he was and how much he put into the game. And I think, you know, at least he got to show that. At least he didn't, you know, finish where, you know, he wasn't performing at all and people were questioning him. And at least now people know what kind of player he is and, that he could contribute, not just fighting, but he could contribute to both ends.
Willie, it's funny when you talk about the fact that, you know, he would just, even if you're losing, he's like, we're not out of this fight at all. We talked to his agent a couple of weeks ago, and he said the exact same thing about, I said, did you ever sit him down and say, you know, you got to play a little differently after this neck surgery? And he started laughing and said, do you think I could tell Derek Dorsett what to do? And that's kind of what he's all about, eh?
It is. I've seen it lots of times with him, and you can tell him that you can't do this, Derek. Like, he only knows one way to play. And that's what's so hard on him, because he knows that he can't change. He comes back from surgery and he's fighting. Like, he knows that he shouldn't be doing that, but he just can't take it with his teammates. And that's just who he is. And you got to admire him for who he is.
Willie Desjardins here on the line, looking back on the career and his time spent together alongside Derek Dorsett. Willie, is there a story, and just to kind of put you on the spot, is there a story that kind of defines Derek Dorsett to you? Is there something that kind of you kind of look at, and maybe one that you smirk at in your mind that jumps to you, jumps right to the front of the mind, that says, man, that sums up Derek Dorsett?
Well, the one was probably the first time I met him, and I've told the story before. He got on the bus, and, you know, everybody was excited on the bus because we were getting a guy that had 175 family minutes, and so we thought we were getting a little toughness. He was an 18-year-old at the time, and he gets on the bus, and he probably weighed 160 pounds, and he was just so scrawny, there was nothing to him. And the captain from the team comes up to me, and he sits down beside me. He says, Coach, I think we got his little brother. And that's Derek. Like, that's, like, he's just so much bigger that, in all ways, than he looks. And the one thing you know is when you play a game, he's going to give you everything he's got. He's never not giving you everything he's got, not one game. And got a lot of respect for him, and it's a shame that this has happened, but I sure have a lot of respect for him.
Willie, I know that you spent a lot of time with Derek on the ice, obviously, and on road trips and that, but you also spent a lot of time with him away from the ice as well during team functions when he was around his family. Talk about, he was such a tough guy on the ice, but a very different guy, I would imagine, when he's with his wife and family.
Yeah, he's an excellent family man. He loves his kids. That's been one of the best things for him, too, to take his mind off the game a little bit. He's got a great wife, Allie's an unreal gal. And you know, like, even the family, like, his dad and mom, like they're, you know, they're always, I think, you know, with his brothers, he's fighting a lot with his brothers, but he's the first guy that ever come and stick up for him. So they're a tight family and a real good family. And he really values his family time. Like, that's important to him.
Willie, listen, I appreciate this. You know, you're in the middle of chasing an Olympic gold medal and trying to assemble a roster, and you're heading over to Russia and to be able to do this. And thanks so much for doing this on such short notice and to share the stories. And I know, I'm sure your heart breaks considering everything that you've been through with Derek, but thanks for doing this this morning and taking the time with us here.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
Thanks, Willie.
Willie Desjardins from joining us, the head coach of the Canadian Olympic men's team, and also the former head coach of the Vancouver Canucks right here, weighing in on Derek Dorsett.
And of course, Dorsett's coach back in Medicine Hat, right? So yeah. There's a guy right there that definitely knows the storied career of what Derek Dorsett, the
ups and downs. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.